You thought you'd never hear from us again.
Ha! We're back.
Episode 5 of the Slackerwood podcast, and we've been busy.
Yes.
I have been busy working for B-Side, as usual, and publishing Film Festival Secrets, the book, and promoting that. Not that you should go to filmfestivalsecrets.com and download it or anything. Or buy a copy from Amazon.com, where it's currently on sale for 33% off. But, you know, that's your decision. And, Jed, it sounds like you've been busy, too.
Yeah, lots of stuff. Lots of really boring non-movie stuff that none of you want to hear about.
But what about the movie
and
stuff?
The movie stuff is fun, because I am now in Austin Film Critics Association, and so I am desperately trying to watch a lot of movies before the end of the year, so that I can vote on which ones are good and, you know, all that good stuff.
I bet you haven't seen any good ones, though.
I don't know. Can I tell you what's good? I don't know. Some of these movies aren't out yet. They're embargoed. I can't tell you to go see... I can tell you to see Slumdog Millionaire.
That was pretty excellent.
That was fun.
Yeah. Probably the highlight of the Austin Film Festival for me this year was Slumdog.
I gotta go with Synecdoche.
Really?
I really that was liked the highlight? That.
Yeah.
And I liked watching people watch that. It's like watching people watch a David Lynch movie. You
so
come out looking slightly dazed.
You're into Schadenfreude is what you're telling me.
Maybe just a little.
I don't know. Slumdog Millionaire, you came out of that movie feeling...
I liked that movie too.
Feeling
though.
Like a million bucks.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was exactly the right kind of movie for that festival. So, anyway, we're going to keep this one short and sweet. We had a super secret special guest lined up who bagged on us at the last minute, and maybe you'll be able to figure that out by whoever the next guest on our podcast is, but we won't mention his or her name at this point. But we do want to bring a couple of bits of news to you about what's going on in Austin in the coming weeks, so let's geek out.
Let's geek out. Let's see. The Sundance lineup came out today, and if anybody knows of any Austin connections in that lineup, would you let me know, because I could not find any yet.
Where can they get a hold of you, Jet?
You can go to slackerwood.com, and there's a lovely form you can fill out requesting comments that comes right to me and tells me anything you want to tell me.
So if you're an Austinite and your baby got into Sundance, or you know any Austinites who worked on any Sundance babies, do let us know.
Yeah. The Independent Spirit Award nominations also came out this week, and I did not have to look them up, the Austin connections up, because Brian Poyser did all the work for me.
Oh, yeah.
The big connection is the documentary The Order of Myths, which was directed by local filmmaker Margaret Brown, also produced locally, and played at South by Southwest this year. It's been nominated for Best Documentary and the Truer Than Fiction Award. Right now it's between theatrical and DVD, so I can't tell you to go see it now, but I really enjoyed it. It's about Mardi Gras and Mobile, and definitely
cool.
Worth it.
I remember hearing about that one. I was actually amazed at the number of Indie Spirit Award films that I had not seen this year. It was like, literally, I've seen two of the movies on there, and I feel like I've had a pretty good year watching indie films, but...
This is totally not Austin-related at all, but Medicine for Melancholy is in three categories, and that was one of my favorite films in South by Southwest, so...
Well, all right, what else we got going on?
What else have we got going on? Upcoming things to see in Austin. Milk opens Friday. I haven't seen it yet, so I can't tell you whether to go, but we're going to go
see
it. I
hear it's amazing, yeah.
Yeah. Let the Right One In continues through the end of next week at Alamo South Lamar. Go see this. It's really good. It's the good vampire movie.
The good vampire movie out this year. I have to say, it was probably my favorite film at Fantastic Fest this year, other than South of Heaven. But it is hands down one of the most amazing movies you'll ever see. So go see it.
Other good movies that also played at Fantastic Fest, JCVD finishes its run at Ritz this Thursday.
That is the
Jean-Claude Van Damme. But we'll play next week at Alamo Village, which is good because my husband hasn't seen it yet and we need to go see it.
Yeah, I'm ashamed to say I was so exhausted by the time JCVD came around. Were you sitting next to me?
We were both. It was so good that despite the fact that I was really, really sleepy, I enjoyed it. But I would like to see it not sleepy.
Yeah, I like 20 minutes of it are just lost to me, so I have to go see it again at some point.
Let's see what else is going on. If you actually want to see holiday movies, because it is the holidays, the Paramount is programming Christmas classics. They're showing It's a Wonderful Life and White Christmas on December 7th, 9th, and 12th, I believe. Check out the Paramount website for specific times on those.
I hope those are good prints, because you know sometimes with the repertory prints you get, they're just like chewed up. And the Paramount's usually
Paramount
pretty good
about...
Paramount
has been trying in the last few years to get as good a print as they possibly can.
Well, and those films are naturally the kind that are going to play in theaters, so I would hope they would have restruck prints from something fairly recent. But, you know...
Check out their website, because they sometimes will tell you that they have a good print if they do.
Yeah.
Austin Film Society has a new series, Film Renaissance in Argentina, that will be going on all month long on Tuesday nights at Alamo South Lamar. Check out the AFS site for specific titles, because I did not write them all down because I am lazy.
Well, I mean, that's what the web is there for.
Yes.
Google, Austin Film Society, Argentina. It'll all be right there.
Yeah, and you can get the tickets right on their site. Oh, and news of the day that I found that I am really happy about. Last year on Christmas Eve, I went to see Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle. My husband and I went to go see it at Alamo Ritz with sliders and slider eating contest. It's just a wonderful Christmas tradition that we were hoping to continue. And yes, they are showing it again this year on December 23rd. And I think we are going to have to go again.
If I weren't out of town, I would totally go.
That's what everybody says. If you're in town, you should absolutely do this. It is much more fun than Christmas carols and trees and all that stuff. Go see Harold and Kumar and have sliders.
Yeah. Well, is the film set at Christmas time?
No, not at all. It has nothing at all. Okay. It's their high. Alamo does it high for the holidays.
High for the holidays
series.
Okay.
And we were
just
disappointed.
Trying to think if there was a holiday cult connection there, but no.
We had noticed they were showing Christmas in March. What is the Flaming Lips movie? Is it Christmas on Mars? Something.
Oh, something like that.
That thing. Whatever the Flaming Lips movie. And so we were disappointed they would not be showing it on Christmas Eve, but they are showing it on the 23rd, and that is...
Yes, it is Christmas on Mars.
Christmas on Mars. Well, that's appropriate.
Yeah. Cool. So lots of good stuff to get out and see.
Yeah.
I think we're just going to keep this one short and sweet, because that's the way you like it, apparently.
Yeah.
And, you know, catch us next time, and we will have a super special guest. And
I'm trying to think before we leave, though, if there's anything else. Is there anything else coming up that you've seen that you'd want to point people
at? That I want to point people at? Not in this podcast, but maybe in a future one.
Not in this podcast. I did mention Slumdog Millionaire. I'm trying to think. I have seen a lot of movies this week. Changeling was pretty good.
How was The Wrestler?
Have not seen The Wrestler. Okay. That is on for this weekend.
Okay.
Benjamin Button, everybody seemed to really, really like it, except me. And it may be one of those Napoleon Dynamite kind of things where everybody likes it except me. I did dislike it. So.
Well, here's a little bit of Texas news. If you're a filmmaker, deadlines for both South by Southwest and AFI Dallas are coming up if they haven't passed already. I think AFI Dallas is this week. South by might already be closed, but check into it and make sure, because if you wanted to submit and haven't done so yet, you may not get a chance till next year.
I know AFI is still open, and I know that because of the Austin Film Society mailing list thing that they send every week with all this information.
Mm-hmm.
So this is my push. Like, if you join Austin Film Society, they just send you this stuff, and then you don't have to look it up.
All right, kids. Well, I think that's it for us for this week, and we will see you next time. I'm Chris Holland.
And I'm Jet Kernian.
And this is the Slackerwood Podcast.